station number 10656, reel 4.
Mr. Bob Bird, reel 4. We were talking about the attack on your ship on the way to Lemnos by the Turkish destroyer on April 16th. We mentioned the question of panic on board. Who was that? And you said that there was quite a bit of panic when they were going. Everyone was going for the life belts during the 3-minute warning that they gave you. Who was actually? Do you think that was everybody panicking, or just the soldiers?
Well, there was a company guy up down below, and some guy in there and some coming up would get life belts. They were in a container. We never wore them. There was no order about it, so we never told about them.
And had you done any life boat drill? Any emergency drill?
No, we had no drill. No, we
so
had
you'd
no,
never practiced?
We hadn't had no boat, no.
So you didn't know what was happening?
Well, the fact that he comes so close to us, we expected to be blown up, because he was so near.
So you were panicking a bit yourself, were you?
Well, I wasn't scared. I stood on the end of the boat that was lowered down, lifeboat, and stood there. And as far as I can remember, never thought no more about getting blown up or anything. Because that's what would have happened if it hit us.
What about the crew? Were they calm?
Crew? Well, they were panicky, really. It was in there. They were the first to get up on the what's name to the boats. As I say, a noble crew. We used to say a noble crew. We never knew. You never knew was a crew of the Manitou. Of course, one or two in that crew had been torpedoed elsewhere, somewhere else, during their voyages.
So they. You think it was it their panickiness, you think, that made them make the mistake so that the boat fell off the davits?
Well, I wouldn't know. I suppose it was.
Did any other boats fall off the davits or capsize? Lifeboats?
No, it was only the starboard side of the boat. Was all right.
They got the lifeboats away properly.
Yeah, as far as I remember, it was the port side we were on where the trouble laid, because he approached us under the port side from where he'd come from the island, where he'd been lurking.
And you think it might be that that made them more panicky on the port side, that the destroyer was there?
Well,
that he was so visible? Not really.
No, well, I don't know. It all happened so blooming quick. See, he was a damn fool, really, because we were a sitting target. And if he hadn't been so excitable in getting so close, he'd have gone back. He didn't go back far enough. As I say, he fired 3 torpedoes and they all went underneath.
You were in a convoy at the time, weren't you?
We were, yeah. We were in the naval, well, the naval boat. We were surrounded by the Navy afterwards, soon afterwards, because the SOS went out.
Is there anything else you remember about that incident at all?
Uh, I can't think of his name. The lieutenant. I don't know what it's in there. I might be in there.
No, doesn't matter. No, you mentioned the lieutenant. He threatened people with his revolver.
Yeah, any more trouble, he'd shoot. He had his revolver in his hand. In his hand.
Did that calm
that
down?
That was to stop any more panic going from the overcrowding the lifeboats that was being launched.
Do you think that helped, waving his revolver around, or do you think it might have made things worse?
Well, I suppose he I can't remember what it done with the captain of and the rest of the officers went. What I wonder, they must have been in the same sort of position. All I know, I stuck on the end of the lifeboat and waited.
I see the
smoke from the torpedo guns. See smoke soon because I knew always launched the torpedoes.
Was that when you did he fire the torpedoes when you were on the boat or when you were in the water?
Yeah, I was on the boat. Standing on the end of the...
That's right, that's what you said last time. And the torpedoes were launched then, rather than
water. Yeah, he launched them. As I say, we saw the smoke from the guns, from the gun in the distance. He was so near. And the crew standing there manipulating, waiting the orders to fire and all that.
Now, you said you went back, you were picked up by the reclaimer.
Yes, the Navy, yes, right.
And then you were put back on the Manitou.
Then we were...
And then there was a funeral service. Do you remember the funeral service? Was it...
In the afternoon. Several bodies was committed to the sea. We had a funeral service. Last post. And then we went on with our... Our work of feeding the horses, sort of thing.
So you weren't much the worse for your experience then?
More.
You weren't much the worse for your experience?
No, not at all.
So that was the 16th, and you went on to Mudros, the harbour?
Yes, that's when I was in Mudros. Well, in Mudros Harbour, there was naval ships, destroyers. Several destroyers in the harbour.
Did you know what was happening yet? Had you worked out where you were going to or been told?
No.
So it was still all a mystery to you?
Yeah.
And... What happened? You were there for a few days.
Well, the Navy, I believe the Navy, as far as I can sailed out and bombarded the coast, Gallipoli coast, to make a landing for the infantry. Well, as I say, they run. One boat was one transport was running aground. That was up to a set of bar. Beach.
River Clyde, yes.
Cerebar Beach.
Now that happened on the 25th.
Because they had the size of the boat cut down, really, for them to get out and fight their way up the beach, which was shocking sort of slaughter.
Now, you were at Mudros at that. You didn't go with that.
No, I missed all that.
When were you briefed about the landing, or given your orders? When were you actually told at any one time what was going to happen?
We knew the embassy was making a landing. See, Johnny Church said that on the top, on the cliffs, of course, there is troops lined up there. You know, foreign navy chaps making a landing. It was shocking, a lot of sort of went on.
Now, you were at Mudros. What preparations were made before you went over? Did you have to do anything in preparation for the
landing? No, we were so busy with our horses and things, doing our work.
Now, something you mentioned in your diary is that you had a problem with lice and vermin on the transport. Do you remember that?
Well,
how had that
we never had a chance to have a bath. A proper bath or anything. That's why we got verminous.
So you had lice before you got to Gallipoli?
Yeah. We had them on the boat.
Do you think it was anything to do with the horses, or was it just...
Well, the horses got a bit verminous.
Did you have any ways of trying to clear it up before you got...
Well...
This is before you got to Gallipoli.
No. All we do was to give them a brush down and creep about behind them. Be careful they never got cow kicked or stamping out their iron legs. We were mucking them out. That was tricky business.
Now, it says you landed on May the 2nd.
May the 2nd, was it?
Yeah, do you remember the landing? What happened? Where did you landed at W Beach.
That's right. Well...
What happened exactly?
I've got to gather my thoughts now. They started unloading the horses onto the barge. They put a belt, something under their belly, you see, and lowered them down onto the barge.
What, with a winch?
Lowered the horses, and we went down.
Who did that? The sailors did that, did they? Or did you supervise?
No, they done that.
Who's they?
As far as I can remember, they done the...
The sailors?
All that business.
So the horses were put on the barges?
We was put on the barges then, and we was pulled up by a pinnace boat, towards the beach. And they underhook, and we drifted onto the beach, and we waded ashore up to my waist. We had eight rounds of ammunition, and you had to keep that dry.
How did you get the horses ashore from the barges? Did they have to go through the 3 foot of water as
they,
well?
Yeah, we had to get them off the barge, and they sort of walked down the barge. I don't know where they, forget where they, but they had to walk down into the water. They walked up to their belly, and same as us. I was up right up to my waist, and leading two horses.
Did the horses mind? I mean, would they kick up a fuss about
no,
that?
No, it's pretty docile. No, there wasn't.
And what was happening on the beach? What state? I mean, the landing was well inland from there, but what was going on the beach when you landed?
The infantry were advancing. The infantry advancing up towards Krithia. Down to Krithia.
But what actually was going on the beach? What state had they reached? Had they set up stores and...
Oh, well, that was all dumped in what's his name. And when we got to the beach, we waded ashore with our two horses. And
so, what did you do with the horses? Then
we had a couple of steep up cliff corner hill up from the beach. It was a hill. And we got on the high ground. And
what about
on the high ground, we made temporary horse lines.
What about the guns and the limbers? Who was getting that? Did you have to help get them off?
No, the gunners done all that. They didn't look after
that. You set up the horse.
We had to. I was hooked onto a GS wagon, as far as I remember, and taking stuff up in a wagon up onto a higher ground.
You say you set up a horse lines on this higher ground above Beach. What would a horse lines be? Could you describe how you set up a horse line?
Well, the horse line, we had horse lines in two kinds of lines.
Which one did you set up there?
Well, the last horse lines, you have your own battery or your brigade. You're all kept together to your own battery and your brigade, and spread out into lines.
What did the lines actually mean? I mean, what was a horse line? If you could just explain that for us.
I know one horse line was a wire, kind of what they use in the Navy. We made lines of that and throw stake into the ground to hook them, add them to. And we stood there.
And then you'd attach the horses to that cable?
To that line, yeah. In fact...
On both sides? Or just on one side?
All in a line.
Just in one long line?
Yeah. See, there was... there was the 10th Battery, the 97th Battery...
And your battery.
And the 368 battery.
What else would a horse line have? Would you set up somewhere, some accommodation, or would you?
No, all in the open.
Did you dig in at all?
No.
So all you set up at first?
All in full view of the Turks.
So you just set up this horse line?
He saw everything. We were in full view of the German commander at Achibaba.
Now, in this very early stage when you landed, you set up a horse line. How did you get the water? Because the water arrangements were a bit dodgy at that early stage.
Engineers made a sort of a reservoir from close to the sea because there were no on any tide, you know, in the Mediterranean. And they come a punch at the cliffs, and the water come out of the fresh water come out of the cliffs.
And made
it into the reservoir, and then we used pumps and pumped water
up
onto the land, so as to make plenty of water for the horses to drink.
So the water was pumped up to the horse lines.
Yeah. That was pumped up.
What else were you doing in this early period? You set up the horse lines. What else did you have to do?
General activities, as I say, of grooming and feeding. There's always something to do. You're always busy.
And where were your actual guns? Where did your guns set up? You set up the horse lines.
The guns went. They got the guns further afield. Took them up nearer Clithia.
On the high ground. Did you ever go up to the gun positions at this stage?
No. As far as I got up to the guns was the highest point up the gully ravine in my job with the ammunition and grub and all that kind of thing to the observing point, because they up the end of the gully you come up to the ground. They made the observing point for the signalers for laying the telephone wires down to headquarters.
So the observation post was right up the top of the gully later on. What about the actual gun position? Was that in? That wouldn't be in the gully, would it? Where was the actual?
No, they've got the guns on the. Dug the gun pits.
Whereabouts, though? To the right or left?
Behind Clithia.
So to the right?
On high ground, yes. I dug gun pits. It was the left side, really. Left side of the gully.
To the left of the gully?
Yeah. Yes, on the left side.
On Fusilier Bluff?
Hello?
On Fusilier Bluff.
That's right, Fusilier Bluff. That's where our guns were in action there, from there. The Gurkhas, the infantry was there in far advance, but far advance. I don't know what the range was. What the range was the overfiring. I didn't know that.
Now, did your horse lines stay in this?
Yes, we kept.
Did they always stay just above W Beach, or did they move into the gully?
We got moved into the gully.
And when was that? Was that? Had you been there long when you were moved into the gully?
Well, we were there quite a time. Altogether, we were 8 months on the.
But how long was it before you went from the position above W Beach into the gully?
About a day or something like that.
So the first set of horse lines were very temporary. You set up horse lines above W Beach. You're saying that you were only there about a day or so, and then you went into the gully horse lines. Or is that not right? It's difficult to remember, I know.
Well, we were there quite a time, in fact. Altogether, I think. We were nearly 8 months.
But how long were you above W Beach before you went into the gully?
During the day or so, it was, as far as I can remember.
And whereabouts did you set up your horse lines in the gully? Which part of the gully did you set up in? Do you remember?
Well,
was it right?
They advanced to a position on high ground with the battery teams. Some distance beyond Criffia, on higher ground, and dug themselves in. As I say, they done gun pits.
Mm-hmm. But where were your horse lines in Gully Ravine? Gully Ravine's very
long. The wagon lines there was down in the gully.
And whereabouts?
In the gully, it's on lines.
Near the sea or further up?
Well, not far from the sea. We was able to take them down to the... We were going to take them to bathing when things was quiet.
And what sort of accommodation did you have in the gully? Where did you sleep, or where did you stay?
Well...
Did you have dugouts?
I stepped in a dugout out of the bank of the gully. Made a kind of cubbyhole.
Who dug...
Rumina...
Had you dug it, or...?
No, I don't... I forget. I don't remember digging it. I remember taking it over. So...
And how big was it, you reckon?
Well, I was lying down in it. And well off the ground, because I thought, well, this is a storm... The gully's a raging torrent, because when they did this storm, all the what's known as
we'll come to that. That's dead the big cattle, rainstorm, yes.
Dead and troops, some dead bodies.
You'd worked that out for yourself that would happen, had you?
And well, I stood out and saved some stuff. Myself, and washed all over my knees.
But you'd worked out the gully would flood when you first got there. That's why you built it up above it. You'd guessed it would flood.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, because as I say, we had one bad flood. Well, one bad storm.
But that's a lot later. That's in November, isn't it? Or October.
Was it? Yeah.
So you just had this dugout, and how far was your dugout from your wagon lines?
The wagon lines was on a higher ground beyond the gun pits, a little way back, away from the guns.
So they weren't in Gully Ravine then?
No. No, I can't remember. No.
And the horse lines were where the wagon lines were?
A bit back, yeah, about half a mile back or so.
And you were in the gully?
Yeah, I was in the gully.